Susie Black loves oil. The front porch of her McAllister home is framed by a pair of rusty antique drill bits. Silver drill bit hangs from her necklace and her keychain. She even loves the smell of oil because it reminds her of her roughneck husband.
It just seems American. I don't know why, but I love it. But I'm one of those crazy wives that I'll bring my husband's red clothes in and wash them in my washer and dryer. Most women were like, oh, no, you take them to the laundromat. But I wash mine here. I mean, I love the smell of it.
And while she's proud of her husband, she doesn't enjoy the constant worry. Drilling is dangerous work. Fatal injuries in Oklahoma's oil and gas fields are the highest they've been in 5 years. 9 men have died since October. Oil field safety is relatively unregulated in Oklahoma, as it is in other states like Texas. Authorities here usually only perform an inspection after a major event, like a blowout, and much of their work is on enforcing environmental rules, not worker safety. The uptick in oil field deaths has sounded alarms with industry and federal safety officials. Workers are worried, too. In June, hundreds of them assembled for an emergency meeting in Oklahoma City to review the grisly details of the 9 deaths.
One employee was not wearing their seatbelt and was thrown from the protective structure and was crushed by the forklift.
Oklahoma safety officials hope that sharing such information will help keep 2012 from becoming a record year for oil field deaths. In many ways, technology has revolutionized drilling for oil and gas. New techniques, like hydraulic fracturing, allow modern drillers to unearth petroleum potential that's been locked away underground. Safety equipment has come a long way, too, but drilling is still hands-on and high pressure. David Bates is the director of the Occupational Safety and Health Administration in Oklahoma.
You know, the industry is not forgiving when it comes to the equipment that they use. It's big and it moves fast, but the fatality rates are higher because when something does happen, it's usually bad.
A closer look at the data reveals some patterns in the deaths. The average age of the worker killed this year, 35, is young, and their time with the company, less than 5 years, is short. Chris Albert fit that profile. When he was 25, Albert took a job at Cactus Drilling. He loved the outdoors and started working in the oil fields when he was still a senior in high school. He had been out of work since spring 2009, and his fiancée, Natasha Norelli, had just given birth. The young family welcomed the paycheck.
I mean, if school isn't your thing, then that's what you do. I mean, pay's good, and you know, you have those days on, and then you have your days off.
On this particular day, November 17th, 2009, Albert was supposed to be off work early. He and another man, Randy Bowman, carpooled to work that morning. Neither returned. Workers were using a 275-ton hydraulic crane to erect the mast of a drilling rig when a 6-foot beam fell to the ground. Bowman died at the rig site, and Albert was airlifted to a hospital in Oklahoma City. Norelli says the drive was a blur. The hospital was chaos.
We come around this turn, and his dad comes around the other turn, and he just looks at us, and he said, he's gone. And I just dropped to the floor. You know, we just had this new baby, supposed to be one of the happiest times of your life, and then tragedy.
Since the accident, a lot of their friends and family have left their rig jobs. Norelli's new boyfriend does work in the oil and gas industry. He drives a truck that services oil and gas sites. She worries, but at least he doesn't work on a rig. For State Impact, I'm Joe Wirtz.